And the more I looked around daily life, the more I could see evidence for it. If I had the luxury of a personal assistant previously, would my smartphone have taken their job?
Take me to the Department of Engineering.
Getting directions to Cambridge University Engineering Department.
Conveniently enough for me, Melitza Garschitz at the Department of Engineering in Cambridge University is working on a new generation of personal assistants.
In 120 yards, the destination is on your right.
And unlike today's personal assistants, Melitza hopes that one day we'll be able to have proper conversations with these things, what experts call dialogue systems.
Arrived at Cambridge University Engineering Department.
You probably all have heard of Siri on iPhone or other personal assistants, but these systems can be more widely used in situations like banking, or they can be used for providing healthcare information for elderly people, for instance. These systems normally have three components. The first component, which is called speech understanding, is trying to extract the meaning from the speech. The second component, which is called dialogue management, tries to decide what is the best response, or what we call action, to take to say to the user. And then the final component generates this response into speech.
None of this is trivial, putting speech into text, understanding that, and then deciding what the best action is, and then turning that back into speech. It's really complicated, especially that middle step of understanding and actioning. Currently, systems like Siri and Google all operate on a series of rules. Someone has literally sat down and thought about all the possible things you could ever want to ask your smartphone, written it into a code, and voila. Sounds painstakingly protracted.
Now, this is obviously suboptimal because a human can't think of all possible situations, and it's very expensive to develop such systems. So what we are doing is try to use machine learning to tackle this problem, to make these systems better.
When you say machine learning, what do you mean? Are you literally sitting down a computer and saying this is X and this is Y?
Not really. So the idea of machine learning is that the machine could analyze data and then try to build a model, and then based on that model, make predictions. So the prediction could be what the user wants, or the prediction could be what the system should say back to the user. A particular machine learning method that is very useful for building dialogue system is based on reinforcement learning. Reinforcement learning is all about trial and error. In machine learning, we normally have two ways of learning. One is supervised learning, and you can think of that you have a teacher who is teaching you. So teacher is showing you how to do something, and then what you try to do, you try to imitate your teacher and do it as good as teacher is doing. Reinforcement learning is very different. In reinforcement learning, you explore different possibilities. You don't have the teacher, but you have a parent, say, who will give you occasional reward based on what you did, if you did something well. And then in similar ways, like children are trying to get as much presents from their parents, the system is also trying to maximize its reward. And indeed, many reinforcement learning algorithms were inspired from nature and how the biological systems learn.
You just made me thinking of kids wanting treats. I mean, is there a chocolate equivalent for a machine?
Oh, absolutely. The reward is numerical, and it is an equivalent of chocolate.
And speaking of food, we decided to dial up the dialogue system in search of some lunch.
What kind of food would you like?
Hi, I'm looking for a Chinese restaurant in the center, please.
HK Fusion is a nice place. It serves Chinese food.
Is it in the center?
HK Fusion is a nice place. Their address is 21 Burla Street, City Center.
Can you tell me their phone number?
HK Fusion is a nice place. Their phone number is 012-2335-5909.
Thank you, goodbye.
Thank you, goodbye.
you can very easily see that to and fro, that conversation. It's got context of what you're asking there. So from that conversation, it's learning every time someone dials up and asks for a specific food, whether that's Chinese or pizza. But what will it be learning from that conversation, or how will it be learning from that conversation?
So from time to time, it would be asking somebody to enter their feedback. At other times, it's trying to estimate the feedback on its own. And then what it does, it tries to analyze which actions it took and what feedback it got. One thing it wants to maximize is the chance of success. When it provides all information that the user has asked for, that's counted as successful dialogue. But that is not the only component that it's trying to optimize. It also tries to offer as much information as possible in as few turns as possible, because users generally don't like to hang around and talk to dialogue systems forever. So it tries to adjust its actions so that it optimizes these two objectives.
So it sort of almost goes away and reflects. I mean, not unlike a human, what was good and what was bad about that conversation.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very good comparison.
So in the future, would you envisage this being much more broader than just ordering Chinese food in the city centre?
Yes, my goal is to model more richer conversation. And in particular, one idea that I have is to build a dialogue system that can be used for prevention of mental health illnesses. And the idea would be to develop a dialogue system that everybody could access on their phone whenever they like, whenever they have a problem. They could get anonymous instant support. So I think that would certainly have huge impact. But also from a scientific point of view, these dialogues would be much richer. So it wouldn't be about ordering Chinese food, but rather about trying to model real conversation.
Melissa Garshich from the University of Cambridge with me, Greg Jackson, on The Naked Scientists.